Okay, thanks everybody, and welcome to another edition of Conversations with Dr. Cowan and Friends. And today our friend is Patrick Steensma, I think is how you say it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty close. And he
Yeah.
is coming to us from Amsterdam, and he explained a little bit about which part of Amsterdam, which I didn't really follow, but it's one
Yeah.
of the parts of Amsterdam, which is close enough. And
Right.
this is a fascinating subject. And I would say, and the subject is peat moss. Now, you would say, well, why is peat moss a fascinating subject? And I first heard about peat moss used as fiber for like clothing and bedding, I would say 40 years ago. So, at that point, if somebody had said, well, what is peat moss? I would say, I don't know, there's these bogs and you go dig up this mud and there's some stuff in there. And that's probably all I knew. But then I heard that there's fibers and the fibers can be, and I may be getting all this wrong, but the fibers can be woven into cloth or batting, I guess you call it. And they can be made into bedding and clothes. And that was very interesting to me because you got this stuff that's been in the earth for a long time. I don't know how long. And it's like the earth is, we get a lot of good things from the earth. Like earthing is good, putting your feet on the earth is good. So that immediately got my attention that if I could clothe myself and sleep in an in a product of the earth, that sounded like a good thing. So then, of course, I said, okay, I'm going to go get one. And that was a problem because 40 years ago, there was no way. There was no way. I mean, that was before the internet. And so you couldn't really shop in Europe, you know, right? I mean, I wouldn't even have known how to do that. And so nothing happened. You know, for, and I kept hearing about it. It protects against electromagnetic fields. It helps increase your vitality. It helps keep you warmer. It helps re your resistance, which I used to call immunity, but I realize that's baloney. It just helps you have a better, you feel better and your life is better. And so I kept trying to get it and kept being thwarted. And eventually, then we ran into Patrick, and Patrick's going to tell us his story better than I can. But he's one of the very few people who is make taking peat moss and making it into products which you can use. Now, I have peat moss vests, which I don't think came from your thing, but they came from somebody in Switzerland. Somebody gave them to me as a present because I kept talking about that I wanted to try it, and I like it. And I can't exactly say why I like it, except I'm one of those people who, like, basically for the last 4 months, I've worn one pair of shorts and one pair of pants. That's about it, because I don't go very many places. And occasionally I'll wear a different pair of pants if I go to an event. So in the winter, I pretty much wear my peat moss vest pretty much every day for 6 months. So that's kind of all I know, except I know that there's something to peat moss as a substance and as a fiber to make products that we can use. And so with that, I'm going to basically, Patrick, the questions I'm interested in is, so actually, what is peat moss? Because I don't really know, I must say. And why would anybody want to make it into a product? Because I have a feeling it's actually really good to use. So with that, if you welcome, and if you could just give us your little bit of your story, what is peat moss? Why would people want to use it? And anything else you've discovered in your years of looking into peat moss. So welcome.
All right. Well, thanks, Tom, for that introduction, and of course also for the invite. I'm very grateful for actually that you were the one that launched my products back in 2019.
Well, wow.
Just before I came to your office in San
Yeah,
Fran,
yeah.
it was somewhere September, I think.
Yeah.
And I had 15 minutes to show you a topper and a comforter out of two large suitcases. And
Right.
that was kind of, you pretty much made the decision right away then and there when you saw it. And all right, let's have that on the website. And then we launched it during Black Friday sales. And that was quite a huge success.
Great.
So since then, it kept on coming from via your website, and I don't know, over 500, 600 pieces or something in the last
Oh,
several
wow.
years. So yeah, so that's really great. And yeah, because well, the thing is with my journey with Pete is, I'd say it started about 15 years ago when a friend of mine, Boss. He's an alchemist. He introduced me to it, and he had already, he's a bit older than me, 10 years, and he already was busy with Pete for 20 years, but he's really like an alchemist, so he was only busy in his lab and some weaving he'd been doing and ointments and oils and putting D4 peat fiber into the ointments and oils and all that. So one day when I was there, he said, "Well, I want you to put on this cardigan." Now, I've already, at that time, I already was busy for about 10 years with spiritual training. So I had a bit of sensitivity on the energetic fluxes and sorts. And when I put it on, it was like almost instantly I felt like I put on an armor. So like I was enveloped within a rock. So that really caught my attention, and yeah, so he taught me a lot about it, and I tried to advance his products somewhat, low profile, and I didn't really have time to focus on it until well, 2019, when I had some time and cash to set up the business because that was building up more and more. Yeah, this peat fiber is so good. It has to go out in the world, and I've also bought a comforter and a topper through him. And so, in the meantime, in those years, I was experiencing what it did in my sleep,
Yeah.
and first the topper and then the comforter. So that really kind of sealed the deal. And it wasn't as much that I was like really having issues with EMF, but I was very involved in energetic clearing and healing work, and so you know that's it's beneficial for the recuperation when you do such work. And but
Got it. So
overall, it felt like easier falling asleep and deeper sleep, longer sleep, feeling kind of hey, that feels good waking up and things like that. So
yeah,
that
let's
was my
get to the
experience.
basics first. Like, what is peat moss, or what is
Yeah,
peat?
well,
I don't even know that you
the
call it peat
real
moss.
Latin word for it is Eriophorum vaginatum, and in the US it's also known as tussock cotton grass or Hare's cotton grass. So the point is it grows on bogs in the peat moors, the peat. And it comes up every year and it dies out. But it doesn't deteriorate, it doesn't dissolve. But it kind of transforms into fiber, and it does so every year. And there's yeah, due to its acidic and anaerobic in nature, they say. So I'm not a biologist, so I mean I wouldn't be able to really tell what all those things mean. But so and the other thing, like you pointed out in your introduction, is that it has been there for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. So this is layer upon layer upon layer upon layer that has been building up, and it's been untouched by any electromagnetic forces of the last two and a half centuries. So
So
that
in other
makes it
words,
pristine.
correct me if I'm wrong. There's places in the world like Ireland or some, I don't know where they, that this particular grass grows in these swampy, i.e. bog places. And it grows this grass or plant that has very thick fibers, thick, and because of the nature, the pH and maybe the anaerobic conditions of the bog, the fibers, unlike like regular grass, which breaks down into nothing, these fibers just build up in the soil, making bigger and bigger bogs of peat. Is that basically how it
Yeah,
works?
but it even contains trees and bushes. Entire forests go in there. So
And
you
they
can
just
imagine,
sit
and when
there.
they don't really re deteriorate, but they transform into the peat, then it's got a massive amount of energy in there.
Got it. And that's why they use it as fuel and they sell it as garden, you know.
Yeah, they throw it in the garden to keep the garden well, to preserve it well, to conserve it well.
Right.
But that is like 95% of the peat moss is what they use in using it for heating and for the garden. But the peat fiber is only maybe like 5%, maybe 6%. So it's really those thin threads, but they are not considered to be a value by those, big producers.
Right.
But as a matter of fact, they are the gold of the whole peat moss.
Got it. So there's these thick fibers, sort of like cotton fibers or wool fibers or
Well,
something.
I have it here, so I mean, I don't know if people could see it, but I mean,
All right.
it's not really thick. It's very coherent, but they're actually quite kind of thin, but there's a lot of them. So it's very coherent stuff. Yeah.
So that in your hand, that's just a bag of peat fibers.
Yeah, I got a whole bag here of raw peat fiber,
Got
and
it.
that is washed and it's already clean and it's ready to be processed for the bedding products, which then are made into a fleece with merino wool. So it's 50-50. That's what is then done with that. So, but they kind of blend well together, the merino and the peat fiber. That's also an issue. I mean, I wish I could have been doing that with alpaca because that's kind of special wool, but it didn't stick together.
So
Right.
the peat fiber bundle or bag or whatever it is, that you mix with merino wool fibers as well. Not
Yeah.
yarn, but just
Yeah,
fibers.
just the fi yeah, yeah. Yeah, not the yarn.
And then you get a kind of fleece, which is
Yeah.
a what you just showed.
Right.
And that, okay, then what happens next?
Well, then what? Then it goes into is made into a comforter, for instance, like this. So you can see on the side, the fleece is inside.
Got it.
And this is kind of then knitted in the cotton percale, the finest cotton percale organic that's out there. So it's almost like velvet. And then it's made into such a comforter. This is a year-round one, and this is a summer version, which is half, 50% less. And then we have the topper, which is about 50 to 70% more fleece because the person needs to lie on it and it needs to stay all covered. So
I got it.
but
So
it's
that's
all
like a
well.
mattress cover.
What's that?
That's like a mattress cover. That's what we
Yeah,
call
this is a topper. You put
topper.
that on your mattress. It kind of have these bands so you can make it stay stuck on your mattress.
Got it. And
Yeah.
that's why the squares are smaller, just to keep it together. So
Yeah, this is kind of not real in reality how it comes out. This is going to be bigger. Two squares in one of these. This is more for a sample kind of works.
got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you got. Then you have these a blanket on top with a various amount. Are you there? Because I think we're cutting out. Hello?
I noticed. Okay, good.
Okay, let's see if we
Thanks.
can. All right, so now we have essentially the harvesting of these fibers. They get washed and mixed with merino wool and made into a kind of a fleece, and that's stuck in then in really organic, the finest cotton. So then it's either a thick one, that's the topper, and then the two weights or amounts of the fleece. Is the two different blankets. Got it.
It's depending on what your sleeping preferences
Yes.
are. I mean, in the winter it's obviously good to have the year-round versions thicker,
Got it.
but in southern states it
You
you
get
might
this.
want to have a summer version more, but I had the year-round sold in Texas and Florida, so but they put on the air conditioning obviously, so
Yeah. Okay. So now we know what it is. So why would somebody want to sleep under a peat moss blanket and on a peat moss?
Why would that be? Well, let me see. My own experience was that because it's the EMF thing and everything, but the my experience was in 15 years is that peat fiber, all the healing qualities and the curative properties of it have not been fully mapped out. So
Right.
there's a whole bunch of reasons for it to be something that you would have in the house, and I consider it like iodine, what you would have in the house, basically.
Yeah.
So, like for instance, I fell on my knee and I couldn't walk. I had to perform the next day in a play, and then Boston, a friend of mine, said, "Well, why don't you put it on your knee in the night?" And I did. I mean, the raw peak, and then almost like 75% of the pain was gone, and I felt really hard on a very sharp stone. So that was really interesting, and of course. We could say that the EMF is the main reason, but the point with the EMF is that what does the EMF actually do is that it throws you off your rockers, right? It makes you feel uncomfortable. It makes you feel not at ease. It makes you, but my experience with it is that it also makes you get put. It drags you into your instincts. It drags you into your body, and in your into your into fear, and into your intellect. So all of those are not holistic and beneficial for your overall functioning. So now, why is that the peat fiber kind of does so? Has these qualities. Well, it starts out with the physical properties, and physical properties are it has salicylic acid, so high contents of that, and which is quartz,
Yeah.
and that has a strong affinity to the cosmic environment, and therefore it absorbs it, and the human skin also contains that, not so much as the peat does. But the effect of silica is that it creates a film, like a skin.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. And it averts and it blocks. And the other very important component is the dark brown carbonic human particle. And so like in the melanin-producing pigment cells, we have the process similar to the human system. And human has great resemblance to melanin, the freckles.
Yeah.
And freckles are actually also a defense mechanism against negative exterior stimuli. So now light in a short wave length form damages proteins and thereby also cells. So that's something, I mean, basically with the COVID, I mean, that's probably, partially the point you were making with the radiation is that was one of the things that is playing a big role in how this whole thing was pulled off with the radiation. So the proteins get damaged by the EMF. Anyway, so the point is with the really the big huge thing with the peat fiber is that it transforms shortwave energy into radiation into long wave radiation, which is benevolent for you. So I mean that's where the protection comes in, and it is because of those two physical substances that happens, and of course they have an etheric component in them as well. So that those two things they operate as kind of the major thing with for the peat fiber to do its trick, so to say.
Patrick, now that I'm hearing you explain it, let me take a stab at it myself and see what you think of this. So, in partly I got this from having a conversation with a guy named Andreas Kalker, who's the world expert on chlorine dioxide, which we have ended up using to good effect a lot. And this also has, in conversations I've had with Gerald Pollack and actually reviewing his work on water and oxygen. And it seems to be the case, this is a little bit of a blanket generalization, that even though it's not really true to call them positive and negative charges, they're just different charges. There's certain kind of charge that we call positive, which seems to break things down. And on the other hand, like for instance, the Earth is a donator of what people sort of call electrons, which I would call negative charge, or the counterbalance to this destructive positive charge. And so when you make a like concentrated high intensity single frequency beam, like a radio beam or a 5G or an electromagnetic field, you're concentrating this positive a breakdown effect, and that's counteracted by like earthing and connecting with the earth. Or you could bathe yourself or surround yourself with a product of the earth, like peat, and that will also probably act like a so-called negative charge donor and protect you from this positive breakdown. It's funny to say positive because that means sort of good, but the so-called positive destructive influences that we're all exposed to. So that's one way. It's like it reproduces grounding or earthing. You're reproducing connection with the earth. And then when you talk about silica, you're actually, like you said, you're giving yourself a skin and you're concentrating the healthy electromagnetic field that we're all bathed in. So that's a second positive effect. And the third one is this humic acid, which is a sort of fundamental detoxification mechanism. It's like shilajit from the Himalayas. They use this, it's like that's their so-called homunculus, which means universal medicine, is these plants that have been compressed by the pressure of being in the mountains for hundreds of years. And then it oozes out like a black goo, and they collect that, and it's full of this humic acid. And if you take it, it actually gets rid of things which are depositing in you, which is the source of pain and disability, because then if you don't use something to help you, you have to use inflammation to dissolve it yourself. And so in a way, peat is like the, you could almost say it's the Western version of shilajit, or this compressed plant material over eons, you know, however long, I don't know, but that creates this humic acid. That's like the physical signature of the regeneration material that the world uses. Set?
Yeah, no, that's a very interesting expansion on it also. And I was, this made me think of something. I don't know if you're familiar with this kind of corresponding categorizing, but you know, you have the four elements, you have the four bodies, you know, the spirit, you have the light, air, you have the water, and earth. And within ourselves, it is our own spirit, our own soul, our etheric vitality body, which is the builder of the physical body, and you know, the maintenance of the physical body, so rather important. And then physical body itself with the mineral earth. But there's also a correspondence with those four, with the spiritual and the warm side has to do with the oxygen. Oops, sorry, hydrogen, which has to do with the sun. The soul and the air light has to do with nitrogen. And the water and the vitality etheric forces have to do with oxygen. And carbon has to do with the physical component. So
yeah.
What this whole thing is about also is when you work on the oxygen level. So, you know, you have these things where you can go into some oxygen kind of a capsule, you know, and you get all
yeah.
oxygenated. So, you know, it makes you feel better. So, but that's the same thing with all of this, is you're busy taking the etheric, so to say, potential of substances, and then you're working with those and experiencing them and seeing how they work out, and that's also the thing with the peat fiber. And the beauty of the peat fiber is that it kind of the way how it works is that it kicks in on the warmth level. So first kind of experience what you'd have is it makes you feel at ease, and your hands start to feel good. You know, they're soft in the flow, the blood flow is good, it goes to your heart. So that's where kind of how it influences you to a good, in a positive manner, of course. And that also influences your soul, and thereby your whole nerve system. So you become more relaxed in that part, and then it influences you on the fluxes and the glands and the flows of the other, what the etheric body is then also involved in, and that then influences you on the physical level. So that's how it kicks in, the peat fiber, and the difference. I mean, they all have their own kind of quality and potential. So, but what I know of the peat fiber, what the potential is it's the carbonic humic acid, those human particles, it's brown coal, that then gets transformed into carbon, and that gets transformed into diamond. So that's already, that process is kind of out there happening in nature. By the way, all Scandinavia and Russia has huge amounts of very, very long fibered peat fiber. So so if you integrate that in yourself, kind of try to make a connection to it and use it in various ways, then you kind of give a homeopathic slingshot, that's what I call it, into your own vitality system, by which you can kind of lift on it and see how far you can get. But you also start to create those things in yourself, because you have that in yourself as well, the potential to do that you have in yourself, only it gets awoken by peat fiber to start doing that.
Yeah.
And eventually you can build up your own bodies and expand, you know, what you need to expand for spiritual growth.
Yeah, I mean, this is very much alchemical concepts. This idea of the carbonic acid and humic acid it's like transforming the dross.
There you go. That's the
There,
good one. Yeah,
and
because the dross is in the etheric. That's the past.
yeah,
Well,
so that,
you gotta get sort that out.
right. So you got all this stuff from. That happened, and it's some of it's good, some of it's not good, some of it weighs you down.
Yeah.
But the alchemical process of, you could say, becoming a diamond is the transformation of this carbon element, which is the earth element, into something that's more refined and more beautiful and more
Yeah.
transparent and more actually, transparent to the light, so to speak.
Yeah, so I mean the other way of what the di way of putting the diamond, how it's also been used in esoteric manner is to they call it an equivalent of the resurrection body. And the resurrection body is what Christ resurrected in after Easter Sunday. And but that what that actually means is that it's an individualized body that is impenetrable, and it's eternal, and it's made up of freedom and love, and that's what Christ is all about. He's all about freedom and love, and able to do the good. So he's doing the will of the Father. He says, "Yeah, the Father and I are one. Just do whatever, you know." Because,
Yes.
but he does it out of freedom of choice, and in a loving manner. And that's what you'll get with the diamond. So the diamond is kind of the ultimate prize, I would say. By the way, there's tons of diamonds in the earth. It's not something that is very rare,
Yeah, right.
which they
They have
wanted to
diamonds
make you believe.
in the peat moss, in peat bogs.
No,
No.
not there, not there. No, not I think that's still ongoing. But yeah, you can imagine what that would become at
Yeah.
some point. Yeah.
So as far as the physical body, then it helps to essentially transform the dross or that which has fallen out of life and needs to be reintegrated.
Very
And
much
that's a
so.
lot of illness is, you have deposit in your knee. It's fallen out of life.
Yeah.
And so it's now like a rock, and you need to reintegrate that into your living knee, and then it doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
And then you have the so-called vitality or oxygen level. That's also the water level. And, again, it's interesting. I've talked about this a lot. I've come to believe we don't even breathe oxygen. We breathe charge because the oxygen cannot pass into us into from the air. And I'm not even actually convinced the air has oxygen anymore, but that's a whole nother story. But what passes into us is this negative charge, and so the peat helps with that. Therefore, it helps your vitality body, which means that you'll sleep better. Then it helps bring in warmth, and everybody knows, or certainly I know, that if I'm cold, I can't sleep. And then it also helps with the, emotional or soul body. So what does that have to do with it? If you're worried or fearful or,
Right.
like unsettled or lying or, it's hard to sleep.
Yeah.
Because you naturally want to resolve that before you allow yourself to sleep.
Yeah.
So, not that if you sleep in a peat moss bed,
You wouldn't have to do
you still have to
it.
do that,
Yeah.
but you feel a little warmer. You have a little help with the negative charge. You're helping expose to substances which help resolve the dross. It just makes it easier, and that's
Yeah,
really
gives you a
what
little
healing
nudge.
is.
It gives you a nudge. But you also, because I mean it's really, feeling at ease and relaxed, and I mean you know that feeling. So then you start to see things much different
Yeah.
than what you would do when a fearful anxiety kind of thinking or state of mind, state of being would do.
Right. And that's a big part of today's world. It's, the controllers have picked up on this idea of fear as a mechanism for control, basically.
Yeah, to
Because it
reach their
works.
goals, to reach their goal.
It works. I mean, it's,
It totally works.
yeah. So, and that has, that gets you into, so I wonder, you could predict that if people sleep in a peat moss, they'll no longer believe in viruses because they don't have to be afraid of the world. And so
Yeah.
that's our ultimate solution of how to spread the no virus message, is get everybody to sleep in peat moss, and then they'll wake up and say, I never believed in those stupid viruses anyway.
Well, I would the thing with peat moss, at least peat fiber, is that it's known to enable you to follow your spiritual path, and when you get knocked off your rockers by all these exterior influences, radiation, what have you. I mean, that happened in the 1918 Spanish flu. The radio waves kind of generated that too, for people, that they kind of got knocked off their rockers, and that was a really big change, because before that it was very much natural, and people were naturally inclined to go on their spiritual, do their spiritual development in their lives. And when you get thrown into your body like that, and your instincts and your struggles for life and intellect, I mean, and fear, then you don't think about doing a spiritual development. So that's the advantage of Pete there.
So you could, and it's, I think it's not surprising that if you wanted to look for something that would help ground people and protect people and help them do their task in this life, like, it's not a huge stretch to think you should look in the earth. I mean,
Yeah,
if the
no,
point
it's
is to
all
be
in there.
grounded and be here on this,
Yeah,
in this way,
yeah.
this plane, then you would think that you would look to things that come from the earth. That, and that's
Yeah.
what peat moss is. It's,
And it's what I mean, what Christ says, what you have in you, it will revive you, and what you have outside of you will kill you. So all these things in our existence are there to integrate into us, because they have these forces, and every single thing has its purpose. So you need to work with it, and that's the whole thing with esoteric Christianity, and I think the whole alchemist thing especially does that. It looks into, okay, what's this law working out in this substance, and what's going on in that crystal. You try to integrate into yourself to see what it does, and then, hey, that's kind of interesting. So you want to work with it more. For the good, and that's I mean, peat fiber gives you a general kind of avenue to work on it, because it's so basic. I mean, why would there be so huge amount of peat fiber out there in the world? It's all for future potential evolution of mankind. It's just it's huge.
Okay. So I think we got it. So right now the products are the topper and the two mattress covers, a two
Well,
blanket.
one mattress cover, two comforter.
Two covers. Is there, any future products in the works, or what do we
Well,
got
I
here?
have a future product. That's this one. It's a scarf. So this is I made it because of my experience with during the day, because you have those for in the night, but in the day you have attacks as well, or you come in places or whatever need it may be. But my experience is that in the back of the neck, there's a lot of the attack, because the what they call kind of your double, there's a lot of let's say materialistic kind of fluxes going on here, and impulses. So this is a place in the back of the neck where a lot of stuff is kind of initiated to make you feel awful. But that's not the only place. So another place, of course, is the throat. And the throat is very important with finding your way, the right path, the right thinking, the right action, the right, the Eightfold Path of Buddha is the throat. 16-petaled lotus flower. So that's that. And then you have your thymus, it's on your collarbone right here. And of course your heart. So, but your thymus basically is kind of a balancing director of all your organs. So it's important to keep your thymus protected. And that's also where your divine spark is in. It's not in your it's it, obviously your spirit's in your heart, but your little own unique divine spark, the epinoia, they call it in the Gnostics. That's right there. This is your connection to God. So you would want to protect that. So that's what I also made recently, and it's made of silk, and then inside there's either a fabric or a fleece, and
Peat, the inside is peat fabric or
yes, now I
fleece.
have fabric, but I'm gonna put the fleece in there.
Got it.
So this is one of, but both work the same. But
And so that's going to be available sometime soon.
it's available now. It's
Oh,
available now. Yeah, you guys
got
only
it.
have to put it on the website. So I don't want to
Got it.
rush your son with the
Yeah. Good.
yeah.
Any other clothing or vests or anything? Is in
Well, I have a vest. I mean, I have that thing for 15 years. That's just the same kind of vest maybe that you have. This
yeah.
is that fabric that it's made of. I mean, it's about 30-40% peat. But I cannot really yet focus too much on that fabric because it's running out, and it was it's not produced so quickly. So
Yeah,
that's
right.
the point with the fabric. It takes a lot of time. It's all made by hand and the weaving and all that. So
Right.
that's kind of the downside on that. But I do have some other products in mind, but I cannot share them on the right now because it's still, intellectual property.
Got it. All
But
right. Sounds good.
yeah, but
You
in the
know, I was
making.
just thinking, because there may be people who say, is it true? I mean, if you get to a basic question, is it true that what we wear affects our life? That's a basic question. I mean,
Yeah,
it's
very
also
simple.
a good question because, now
Yeah.
let's just look at this for a minute, because amongst the people who think that what you wear affects your performance or what happens with what you're doing, are like, all the religious people, right? They all dress up in fancy garb, and sports people, right? They all wear their uniform. And government official, like judges, they got their garb, and I think they're doing this because it conveys a message and also probably has an effect on how they feel and what their intention is. Like some of them may not even be good. It may be like power or control or something. But the fact is they're using garb, right? Clothing to have an effect on them and the people around. So
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of precedent that what we garb ourselves in affects our life.
Totally.
I mean, my whole life, I will not wear anything that's like polyester or rayon. I just won't. I don't like, I, there's something about it. I don't like how it feels. So,
Gets rash. I know. With me, I get rash.
yeah, right. You get a reaction. It's just not right. So, there's something about this that's, we don't, it's not very popularized, not something we talk about. Like, you don't go to the doctor and he says, well, what's your bedding? Right? How many
There you
people have
go.
been to the doctor and he says, yeah, what's your bedding like? Yeah, I sleep in these plastic sheets all the time. Well, maybe that's why you're not doing so well. So, yeah.
No, I
All
totally
right.
think that's a good point. Yeah, but when I do that energetic work, been doing that for 25 years, I'm clearing out bad places, former concentration camps and stuff like that. But then I always wear my vest. So I mean,
All right,
basically.
Patrick, I think we got a good idea for people about, and you can go to the website, and we're gonna get those vests on there too, and
Well, the scarves.
scarf, yeah,
The
scarf.
scarves, they're the easiest.
Easiest.
Yeah, the delivery is also much quicker than with
Yeah, that's like a
the bedding
gateway
stuff.
drug.
Yeah, it's only 150 bucks, and yeah,
Great.
I have them. I sleep with them in the night also,
Yeah.
because
Labor of
I
love.
must. Lately, out here, there's been quite some elevation in radiation.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But I just tried it out, and that actually works, because sometimes your this part is above the sheets and all that.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna
So
get one myself.
there you
All right,
go, cold
Patrick.
one over there.
All right, Patrick.
Okay, Tom,
Fun.
great
Right.
talking.
Take
Okay,
care.
thanks. Yep,
Bye.
you too. Bye bye.